The U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments today in a case testing whether the government can freeze all of a defendant's assets, preventing the accused from hiring a lawyer. The case was brought by the owner of a Miami home health care company indicted for Medicare fraud. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg picks up the story.
Sila Luis has been locked down in home detention for 2 years while her case wended its way to the Supreme Court. She wants to use some of her assets to hire a lawyer for her trial. The government concedes that some of her holdings are not connected to her alleged criminal conduct. But it says she's already spent so much of her ill-gotten gains that if she's convicted, she won't be able to pay back what she owes unless her untainted assets are there to be tapped. The Supreme Court has previously ruled that the government may, prior to trial, freeze money and property connected to criminal activity. This case tests whether it can similarly freeze assets not connected to the alleged crime. On the steps of the Supreme Court today, defense lawyer Howard Srebnick, representing Sila Luis, said that if the government gets its way, defendants would routinely be assigned a public defender, thus depriving those who could pay of their constitutional right to the lawyer of their choice.
What the government proposes to do is financially cripple someone before they've been convicted, before they've had a trial, and not allow them to use assets that are theirs to try to match the government in the courtroom.
Inside, Srebnick faced a seemingly skeptical court, mainly because the justices have ruled before that the government can, before trial, freeze money connected to a crime. Lawyer Srebnick maintained that there's a big difference between tainted money, for example, from drug deals, and money that is untainted, not connected to any criminal activity, property, for instance, that was acquired prior to the alleged crime. Justice Alito noted, however, that money is fungible, and Justice Kagan observed that, although, as she put it, there's a powerful intuition behind your argument, it's a powerful intuition that was explicitly rejected by this court in previous cases. Attorney Srebnick could rightly have concluded that he had no chance at winning by the time he sat down. The play, however, was not over, and when Deputy Solicitor General Michael Dreeben stepped to the lectern, he faced an increasingly agitated group of justices. Justice Breyer, the principle that the government is arguing is that without proving that the defendant is guilty of any crime, it can take all his money, so he can't hire a lawyer because he might later be convicted and fined. I've never heard of such a principle. Lawyer Dreeben, this is basically a zero-sum game. Either there will be money available at the end of the case for the victims, or the money will have been spent on lawyers. Justice Kennedy, it seems to me if the government prevails in this case, every state in the union could provide for a freeze of assets pending trial in any assault and battery, any spousal abuse case, any case with medical costs, for instance, even if the consequence of the asset freeze is that most people would not be able to afford a lawyer. Chief Justice Roberts, this could apply to any law on the books. Justice Kagan, suppose the court is just uncomfortable with the path we have started down in earlier cases. What should we do with that intuition? The government's Mr. Dreeben rejected the premise of the question, saying the court's prior decisions were correct and the justices should not deviate from their path. They didn't look very happy about that prospect. We'll know what they decide later in the term. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.